So this isn't something that I would normally do. Usually when I hit record, I have an agenda or a script or something like that. If it's an improv, I at least have mapped out in my head where I want it to go. But I've been away from recording for a while, and I was struggling a little, kind of getting back into it. Without getting into any kind of really personal detail, it was a really, really tough couple of months for me, and so never mind recording. Pleasure was probably the farthest thing from my mind. So now that things are better, I felt inspired to record. Been feeling some kind of way, but I don't know. I've had a really hard time hitting that record button and liking anything that happens after that. And I have some friends in the community that I've talked to about this. Other artists and just close friends or people who are good enough to, beta listen some of my stuff. And a couple of people made the suggestion or the request that I just ramble while I'm touching myself and kind of thinking about what it is that I want and exactly what it might take to get me there. And it's funny, I recorded a script that I wrote, and it's about, if you haven't listened to it, it's about feeling shy about voicing your needs. Well, I'm talking about this in third person. about my being shy, voicing my own needs. So this, what I'm doing right now, I feel incredibly shy, and vulnerable. See, it's quite easy to record something and perform, and even if the orgasm is real, it's still not necessarily me. So this is me. My bed and softest gray blanket, and my hands, no toys. I have toys. There's, it's just not the same. It's not the same. And someone asked me, what do you think about, you know, do you have specific fantasies or people that you think about? And I think I definitely think more about people or a person and the fantasy or the situation or the scene or whatever you want to call it. Just comes from that. Pun fully intended. And it's just, oh God, it has been so long since I've come in that way that leaves you shaking and empty in the best way. And fuck, I need that. And I know myself pretty well, and there's really only one way to have that. And considering I'm here alone with just my fingers. I know I can't really have it, but I can get close. My eyes closed, and picturing you and your hands and your and your cock filling me. That is. That's what I need. How could I? God, that was good. And yet. I still feel so needy. Hmm.